Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Infertility treatments could soon be required to be covered by insurance companies in Minnesota. A bill paving the way has cleared the first hurdle in the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee, but there was opposition. Maggie Hange is with the Minnesota Catholic Conference.
Couples can easily spend upwards of $100,000 and may never achieve a successful pregnancy. We should not be using taxpayer dollars to coerce people, including religious employers, into paying for a practice that is not good medicine or sound ethics.
The DFL author of the bill, Senator Erin May Quaid of Apple Valley.
This is very, very common, particularly in millennials and now in Gen Z. This is something that is affecting our generations tremendously. There's so many life goals that we are not able to achieve for myriad reasons, but one of them is that we want to start families and we can't afford to.
The bill passed this committee on a 6-5 vote and is now headed to the Health and Human Services Committee for further debate. A Hennepin County detention deputy is charged with assaulting his wife shortly after giving birth. According to the criminal complaint, officers were called to Maple Grove Hospital on February 5th, where the victim's mother reported that 30-year-old Dylan Field became aggressive in the delivery room. When she went to get a nurse, Field allegedly shoved her and tried to lock himself in the bathroom with his wife. The hospital briefly went into lockdown. Prosecutor said Field has a history of abuse and that his wife had recently moved out. They cite a January incident where he allegedly tackled her while she was 9 months pregnant and put his body weight on her abdomen. Field is on administrative leave. The Metropolitan Airports Commission says the first wave of 2026 spring break travelers is already arriving at Minneapolis-St. Paul International. MSP is expected to serve more than 3.3 million passengers over 5 weeks, ending April 16th. In other headlines, mental health services for Minnesotans across the state could be at risk if the federal government decides to withhold more than $240 million in Medicaid funding. NAMI Minnesota Executive Director Marcus Schmidt says Medicaid plays a critical role in providing services for people regardless of their income.
Medicaid is the single largest funder of mental health services in our state. It supports children receiving school-linked mental health care, adults accessing community-based treatment, individuals in crisis, and families working hard to stay stable and connected to care.
Gas prices continue to rise in Minnesota and across the nation. AAA is reporting today's statewide average for regular unleaded is $3.18 a gallon. That's up from $2.69 last Friday, the day before the U.S. and Israel launched the attacks on Iran. The national average rose to $3.32 a gallon. This is MNN.